Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Thousands of people listen to the program right here on Talk 980 AM KMBZ. And the program can also be heard via podcast at seniorcarelive.com and through the platforms Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Player FM Podcast. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. This is a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. If you have a question, as always, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com, or you could go old school and give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so on the program today, we have a really great program for you here today. I want to introduce my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And you're going to want to write this information down. You can reach Ben with Home Downsizing Solutions at the following phone number. It's 402-450-0199, or you could also visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day to you, Steve. Thank you for having me back, and hope to be able to give your listeners some good information today. So looking forward to it.
All right. So, Ben, why don't we just start off with 101. What services do you offer with Home Downsizing Solutions?
With Home Downsizing Solutions, we specialize in helping families that want to transition from their home that they've been in for years and years, sometimes decades, into a smaller home or apartment community, and do that by buying the real estate or buying their house that they've been in for maybe years, and doing that in a way to make it as stress-free and hassle-free for the homeowners or the adult children that are sometimes involved in these transitions, and do everything we can just to make it very easy for them to transition into their new home or apartment community.
Okay, so I imagine that you're working with maybe an individual or maybe a couple. They've lived in their home for 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 or 50 years. And I'm assuming that these houses probably need some updates and maybe some home repair. And it may just be easier to sell the home, you know, as is for cash and walk away versus doing all of the updates and repairs. Is that correct?
That's correct. I should have mentioned that we really specialize in houses where a person hasn't done anything for years and years, that maybe needs, whether it's just cosmetic paint, floor coverings, to new roofs, sometimes foundation repairs, any of those items. But typically it would be a house that nothing has been done to for years. And instead of choosing to spend the time and money and resources to updating the house and repairing the house to make it more market ready in a traditional sense, we provide a service to be able just to sell the house to us as is for cash, and the homeowner can just transition to their new home without having to worry about all those things.
Okay, and I'm on your website right now looking at homedownsizingsolutions.com. It's a really good website, and I love the three boxes that really say very succinctly, for any reason, any condition, and any challenge. And so for the any reasons, you know, a lot of times on this program, we talk about someone who is getting ready to sell their house, and then they're going to move to a senior care community, whether it's independent living, assisted living, or long-term care, or maybe a continuing care retirement community. Also there's some other reasons, and one would be an inherited property. I understand that you worked with the family in the Kansas City area recently that inherited a property, and then you were able to work that through with them.
That's correct. It was a situation, and we've done work with numerous situations like this where There will be multiple siblings that typically live in other geographic locations, and they need to do something to liquidate the house in the Kansas City area, whether the parents might have passed away or moved into a senior community. And in either case, they have this vacant property now that they have to worry about. And especially if it needs updating or repairs, and trying to coordinate that from some other geographic location, most people, or some people, I guess, would just rather sell the house and be done with it at that point. And so we were able to step in and work with the couple siblings that were from the out of the area. It needed to go through the probate process before they could sell it, but we worked with them through that. And as soon as they were able to sell the property, we were able to close very quickly, get them the funds that they needed for the house, and the transaction was complete at that point.
All right, excellent. And let's go ahead, and we have another special guest in studio with us today, Patty Garrett. She's the director of RN Services Kansas City. It's a private duty home care company. And Ben, why don't you tell us about how you got connected with Patty and let us know a little bit about that. And then I would just love for Patty to share, you know, maybe have some words and share her experience in working with you.
Absolutely, Steve. Well, as you know, Steve, you introduced the two of us since you thought that we would be good people to meet each other. And so you introduced me as in my company, and we're able to discuss what I do and provide services for individuals to Patty. And she happened to have someone that I'll let her tell the story, but happened to have someone that my services was a good fit for. And so I contacted the individuals that she referred to me, and we were able to allow them to sell their property very stress and hassle free, I think, anyway, and the transition to their new home. So I'll let Patty kind of fill in the details for that.
Yes, and Patty, I remember when we did the three-way Zoom virtual meeting, you were asking a lot of specific questions, so I figured you probably had something in mind there.
I did. We were doing just an introduction so that I could meet Ben over Zoom, just, you know, in case I happen to know someone. And I'll be honest with you, the light bulb didn't go on in my head until we were on the Zoom talking that I'm starting to think, wait a minute, I think this might be what my brother and my sister-in-law are looking for. So I did start asking some very targeted, specific questions. And Ben, I don't know if you realized it at the moment, but Steve and I have known each other a long, long time, and I think he kind of knew that I was headed a certain direction. So I am so pleased that Steve, you know, set that Zoom up for us to be introduced to each other.
Absolutely. I did not pick up on it at the time. but I thought you were a firm business person, which I'm sure you are probably, Patty, but I thought you had some specific questions and kind of wanted to get a good feel of the person and the business that I run. And so I was happy to answer any of those questions that anyone would throw at me.
Well, and you know, what's interesting, real quick, it is true that when your brain switches to a specific situation in your life, your questioning line does change from just a generalization, oh, let me learn more about you, to, hey, I think I could bring you into the life of someone I know.
Yep, and certainly know and want to know how those things work. Absolutely.
You bet. So, Patty, could you tell us a little bit about just briefly kind of set it up, and then on the other side of the break, we can finish that conversation. But this was interest for your brother and your sister-in-law, correct?
Correct. For my older brother and my sister-in-law. And I knew that they were looking at, buying another house and making a change, and they were kind of facing a few mountains. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is a mountain climber, this guy, Ben. And I need to check this out. So that's what led to that.
Okay, and so they were living in their home. Now, is that in the Prairie Village area? Where was their house?
Yeah, their home was in the heart of Prairie Village. So, you know, it was a situation of where they were a bit inundated with decisions and with what are we going to do with this and what are we going to do with that? And they had thought about the concept of what Ben offers for his business, but I did not know that. And as soon as I discussed it with my brother, he said, wait a minute, that's kind of an idea that we were thinking of. But one of their biggest concerns was, of course, someone they could trust and someone that could help them with not taking with them the quote unquote stuff that they don't want.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And Patty, on the other side of the break, let's continue that thought. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Once you sell your house, you must leave the house within A, the same day, B, within 2 days, C, within 1 week, or D, it depends. The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app, audacy.com, and that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Once you sell your house, you must leave the house within A, the same day, B, within 2 days, C, within 1 week, or D, it depends. And the answer is... D, it depends. And Ben, that's kind of a weird answer, right? Why don't you go ahead and explain that one?
A little bit, but that's certainly one of the benefits that I think a lot of people that we work with really appreciate, and something that we've been offering for some time. Typically, it is a situation where in a traditional sale, the buyers understandably want possession of the house as soon as they close and as soon as their loan payments start kicking in. So that for the seller to remain in the house is typically not an option. But with us, we ran into the situation where there was a catch-22 sometimes of where a person wanted to sell, but they knew where they were going to a senior community or apartment community, but maybe the apartment wasn't ready yet. And so we were able to step in, buy the house so that the sellers knew the house is sold, and that the buyer wasn't going to back out or change their minds, but allowed them to stay in the home until they could make that transition to their new home or apartment. And so that's something that we started doing since then. And it seems like a really good benefit that a lot of people really appreciate. So we can kind of tailor that time frame to whatever a person needs, whether that's a week, whether that's a month, or sometimes up to 3 months.
Okay. All right. And see, having that flexibility is just stunning, I think. And so, you know, traditionally with, you know, the vast majority of other real estate transactions, you're out the same day. But with Home Downsizing Solutions and Ben Socheck, we have some flexibility there. And I'll tell you what, for my clients who may be on a wait list waiting for an assisted living or long-term care community, having that flexibility, having the cash in hand – But yet being able to stay in the house and having that flexibility, stay there for a little bit until your apartment or your room becomes available, that is key. And then, Patty, with your brother and sister-in-law, did they need to move right away, or did they need to have a different timing?
They needed different timing. They needed slow and not hectic and someone to go at their pace. So it was a perfect match with Ben. He allowed them to name the timeline of how they wanted to do things, and he adjusted his business model to what met their needs. So Ben, I cannot thank you enough for that.
Absolutely. And that was a situation where I think they were certainly okay with knowing, with going forward and us buying the property very quickly, so that they knew that it was done. They didn't have to worry about who they're going to sell it to or when. But then taking their time to transition to their new home and moving accordingly. So I hope they appreciated that. And that was a benefit that was important to them, though, I think.
I will be happy to give you all of my brother and my sister-in-law's raving statements of how this... They just never knew that something like this existed, quite honestly. And they did have a lot of decisions to make. They did line up the new home and purchasing it, but there was no big rush. But they wanted to leave behind quite a bit of stuff that, you know, we accumulate over the years. And it was a little bit of stress to think that they were going to have to make the decision of, does this stay or does this go? And working with you allowed them to do it in a very fluid, natural way instead of a stressful way. And that's what they needed to be able to start over in their new home that was going to be their brand new long-term home. So it couldn't have gone any smoother. And from day one, you make things so convenient, you know, doing the assessment, and then agreeing on the price, and then explaining to them, walking through the house and saying, look, what do you not want in this room? And it could be a box of just stuff that was nothing. It could be a leftover lawnmower. And you said, got it, leave it. And they didn't have to decide at that moment, but it took walking through with you for it to really click in their head that, hey, we don't have to make a fast decision of what's, you know, staying and what's going. We can actually pick what we want to take and leave the rest behind. That was key for them, was being able to not say, okay, let's load up the truck and put the items in this that we want to go Goodwill, and then let's do another truckload to the landfill if it was things that they didn't want, the truck that goes to the new house. They were able to just say, yep, we want that piece of furniture, yep, we want that box, and hand you the keys and say, okay, it's all yours.
And just have the convenience of walking away, and you don't have to do the updates, you don't have to do the repair, you can leave what you want to leave, take what you want to take. And and I think the key, Patty, with that story is just Ben, first of all, he's so easy to work with. He's one of the nicest guys you could ever meet, and he's just super flexible with the timing of all of that, which then gave them the comfort of moving forward. And like you said, at a pace. And then when you move and trying to figure out what are we going to do with all this stuff, that's a huge, huge stressful part of a move. And Ben, it sounds like you made that just really, really convenient for them. Good job, Ben.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Patty, to work with your family. And that, of course, is of course my goal in any working situation where I work with the family or the adult children a number of times when they're trying to help mom and dad. And so that's certainly my goal, is to make what can be a very stressful, hassle-filled transition, and try and do the best I can to take that stress and those hassles off their shoulders.
And a big part, Ben, that was really good for them also, and it would be for anyone that I would think were facing moving, they were able to sign everything electronically. They signed it electronically, and it wasn't just but a few days that their funds were deposited into their account. And they didn't have to even deal with paying off the mortgage. Ben, you took care of that for them. So they just got a confirmation that said, hey, you're done. Basically, whenever you're ready, give him the keys. No rush. How many times does that happen with selling a house to where you enjoy the experience and it's a stress reliever instead of a stress creator?
Yeah, that's certainly the goal.
That is excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Ben and Patty, for being on the program today. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much, both of you, very much.
Very welcome. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
All right. We're going to have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of our podcasts at seniorcarelive.com. And again, you can subscribe to those at Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Player FM Podcast, and all sorts of wonderful places. So check it out. All right. So again, just want to thank Ben and Patty for being on the program. And, you know, right there, you know, towards the end, Patty asked a really great question. And her question was this: how often do you sell your house and actually enjoy the experience and have, most importantly, have the process be a stress reliever rather than a stress creator? So raise your hands. How many of us have sold a house? I'm raising mine. Just about everyone is raising theirs. Was that a stressful process? If so, raise your hand again. Oh, my hand's up. That's very stressful. Every time. Right? I mean, no kidding. So I'm going to answer Patty's question and be a stress reliever and not a stress creator. And I can answer the question. And that question is, well, never, never, except if you work with Ben Socek in Home Downsizing Solutions. You heard her. He made the process stress-free, and it was phenomenal. And if you also heard what Patty just mentioned, it was such an easy process. She said, and within a few days, the mortgage was paid off, and then the balance or the remainder of the equity landed into their bank account, just boom, within just a couple of days. And then at that time, she said they could move to their next location completely stress-free and not have to worry about everything and taking care of anything else that's related to the sale of that house. And in fact, they used that time, she also mentioned, they used that time to kind of go through their stuff and figure out what they wanted to take and what they didn't. And then what they didn't want to take, they just left there. And guess what happened? Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, they took care of that as well. Okay, this is just a huge, huge deal. It's not something that is normal. In fact, this is an over and above, over the top, phenomenal level of service that is very, very unique. And that's why I recommend all of my clients and everyone I talk to contact Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. He'll help you. He's one of the nicest guys you've ever met. He is a super straight shooter. If he can't help you, he'll tell you that right up front. But if he can, you will enjoy working with him. So definitely reach out to Ben and Home Downsizing Solutions. All right. Here we go again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so
Last week, I shared a story that was pretty tragic, but ended up having a good ending. This one does not have a good ending. It just happened this past week. And this is not any kind of an isolated incident. This stuff goes on every single day. And as loudly as I shout this from the rooftops, it still happens. And not that if I shout it loudly from the rooftops, it's all going to stop. But I would hope to have an impact, at least on this listening audience and the people you know. Here's what happened. We had a gentleman. He's like, I'm not moving out of my house. I'm going to stay home, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing, not a single thing wrong with that. But he needed, really needed 24-hour care. And he didn't have a lot of money, but he had some money, and he was willing to invest that into some home care to have home care provider come in on an hourly basis and be with him. I mean, this man was stuck in his chair. I mean, he had to have help from point A to point B. He needed help going to and from the restroom. If there's an emergency, he would need help out of the house, et cetera. He needed help cooking, getting the groceries, the whole thing. He needed 24-hour care and support. So he was living there. He contacted a home care company. And he was living in really, really bad conditions. So they were able to come in and really help him and clean the place up and really turn it around. But here's the problem is that he was not willing to spend more for 24-hour care. So he said, oh, just get through, you know, about 14 hours a day, and then I could just sit here overnight for 10 hours until the girls come in the morning to see me at 7. And they said, we don't recommend that, sir. That's dangerous. And he said, I'm not spending it. So he was being, you know, a little thrifty with your money. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, except for if that puts you in danger, there's everything wrong with that. And so I think you see where this is headed, right? So the home care company was doing that, and they said every single time they went to see him, we really feel bad about leaving you here. And he just sits in his chair all night, can't go to the bathroom, the whole thing. And by this time, he's starting to have some skin breakdown issues because he's sitting too long. And now he's got a wound care need where an RN from a home health agency has to come in and tend to his wound care. This is going south pretty quickly. And so I get a call, Senior Care Consulting, from a person who is his power of attorney. And he said, you know, we're going to have to look at some places here fairly quickly. He's running out of money. He cannot stay there by himself. Right now he has home care, et cetera, except for overnight. And I said, well, wait a minute. So what does he do overnight? So he explained it, what I just told you. And I said, well, he needs 24-hour care. So I reiterated the whole thing again. And he said, he's just too stubborn. He's not going to do it. He's not going to spend the money. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And all of my red flags and my bells and whistles are going off. And I said, so he would rather just to save a few bucks before we find him placement in a long-term care community, he would rather sit there overnight and be at risk. What happens if that house catches on fire? Is he just going to sit there and die? What happens if he tries to get up in the middle of the night and falls and hurts himself? He could be in a bad situation. I mean, my grandmother fell and broke her neck. If she would have laid there all night, she would have died. We got her to the hospital immediately. They stabilized her neck, and she wasn't even paralyzed from it. Major injury, but she survived it. But that was with an immediate response. I said, so he's just going to sit there and be at risk. And he said, can't get him to budge off of it. And it's not the power of attorney's fault. Can't get him to budge. So this last week, the power of attorney had not scheduled an appointment with me to get this whole process started to get him transitioned to long-term care. So we hadn't started that yet. kind of dragging the feet a little bit because the guy says, well, I don't really want to move. Well, you're not being reasonable. There are no other options for you. I hate to say that, but this one's very, very black and white. You don't have the money to continue paying for 24, what should be 24-hour, even 14-hour a day home care support. You're at risk all night sitting there by yourself. And when your money runs out, you will have to move and get care. There are no options here, period. So I get a call earlier this last week from the home care provider. And she said, our caregiver walked in this morning, 7 o'clock, to see this gentleman. And she said, before that, I actually got a call at about 6:30 saying that the EMT called 911. The paramedics had been there because he fell in the middle of the night, again, alone. His choice. But he was able to call 911 on that, and they came in and picked him up. You want to be put back in your bed? Nope. Want to sit in my chair. So sat in his chair, fine, and left. That was sometime in the middle of the night. So this young lady, a home care worker, walks in at 7 o'clock. He's laying on the floor next to his chair, and he's dead. He died because he was not receiving care and he was by himself in an extremely dangerous situation. So here's what I have to say about, I am so upset about that. This is unnecessary. So what I the whole point of this, I know that sounds shocking. It's pretty intense to share that on the radio, but this stuff happens every single day. It happens all over the place all the time. And someone may not fall and die, but they may fall and be in grave danger. So if you love your loved one and they're just being unreasonable and they're not seeing the obvious situation, you're just going to have to step in and you're just going to have some tough love. They may be upset with you for a little while, but you have to do what's in their best interest so that you can avoid a horrible, horrible situation like the one I just shared with you.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Okay. Yep. That one's pretty heavy. And it's a horrible, tragic story, completely avoidable. But sometimes it takes a third party to step in and say, I'm going to save you from you. I'm going to be the bigger person and the more reasonable person. And I'm going to help you make a decision. You may not like it, but it could literally save your life. After the break, I'm going to share with you when to consider moving your loved one from home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. I'll tell you, last weekend, I had the honor and privilege of making a presentation. It was over Zoom, so very effective. They have clients all over the place, including out of town around different parts of the country. But I worked with a wealth management firm, and a bunch of their clients tuned into this. It's going to be a four-part series for this company and their clients called The Transition from Home to a Senior Care Community, and I break it out into four different parts. So this is the first part. I spoke 30 minutes on this and had to get through it, so let me see if I can do this in about 8 minutes. How about that? But again, the most frequently asked question I have answered since 2002, so for 19 years, Steve, when do we move? I mean, we don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too late. When should we move? And I always say, you know, sometimes it's really obvious. Like the tragic story that I just shared with you, that is obvious. But more often than not, I would say the majority of the time, it's not quite so clear. Maybe there are some gray areas. So I like to break it down. These things should trigger the conversation of moving from your home to a senior care community. And number one is when you have a safety issue. And that's what we had with this gentleman that I shared the story with earlier. Okay, a major, major safety issue. So some other issues, leaving the stovetop burners on. That's kind of related to, you know, some cognitive issues, memory loss. You may forget you left that on, and now we have a fire, a risk of fire. That's easy to resolve. You can disable the stove by flipping a breaker or turning the gas off to the stove. So easy to fix that one, but that is a major safety concern. Wandering away and can't make your way back home, you'll have a lot of silver alerts with that one. And again, related to memory loss and cognitive issues. Maybe you go for a walk around the block and you keep on walking, and then now you don't recognize where you're at. You can't make your way back home. That happens a lot. And then the other one that triggers probably even more silver alerts is someone who drove away. So maybe they drove to the grocery store, they couldn't quite remember, and they end up in Iowa or North Dakota or Arizona or who knows. So a lot of most of the time, I would say, we're pretty good about getting silver alerts out, sharing them through social media. It's on the radio. It's a banner going across the television. And most of the time, these have happy endings. Sometimes they don't, unfortunately. Malnutrition, dehydration, lack of socialization. So all of those things that could be happening in the home. I talked about that in a consumer alert last week, and all of those things were happening to that couple, and that one has a happy ending. We were able to help them and get them into a great place. But unsanitary living conditions due to neglect or just inability to take care of the sanitation and the living conditions and to clean up after yourself, et cetera. Injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalization. Steve, we've had mom in the hospital 10 times in the last 12 months. Do you think we ought to consider moving her to where she has 24-hour care? Yeah, I think so. All of these hospitalizations should trigger that conversation. When would you like to talk about this? So another one, one that kind of flies under the radar a little bit, and you wouldn't necessarily think this is a safety issue, but it's a huge safety concern: not taking your medications on time, or not taking your medications at all, or maybe accidentally taking two doses of medicine at the same time. I mean, taking your medication when you get older, the older you get, the more critical it becomes to take your medications properly. And with some diseases, like Parkinson's, you have to take those things on time, otherwise it will mess you up. I mean, they're just not going to be effective. They're not going to be helping you if you don't take these things. It's critical to take Parkinson's medications exactly on time. So it's a big deal. And then another one flies under the radar a little bit: elder financial abuse. And so most of our seniors are very trusting people. And unfortunately, a lot of unscrupulous, horrible people know that, and they try to take advantage of our elders financially. And so you got to watch that. And that could be from a third party, and watch out. That could also come from an inner circle. Okay. I have so many stories, it would just knock you out of your chair. It's terrible. So be careful of that safety issue as well. Number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. This is I would call it a close two, or maybe even a 1A, because if you have the caregiver and they're completely stressed out and they're putting all of their own needs on the back burner and just pouring everything they have into this loved one that they just care so much about, they love so much, they can really be crushed by that stress. And I have all kinds of stories I won't share today. But now, if you think about it, now we have two people declining, and that just cannot go on very long. So the caregiver, they place their own needs on the back burner. They skip their own doctor's appointments and dental appointments and eye checkups. They'll disengage in social events like going to church. I understand church is more than a social event, but there's a huge social aspect of that before and after the service. And so it's a big deal. They disengage in book clubs and the men's donuts and coffee with the boys. Friday mornings, they back out of all those things. And stress is a very powerful force. I'll leave it at this because we've already gotten heavy enough. I've seen a lot of caregivers pass away before the person they're caring for passes away because they were literally crushed by that stress. And now you've defeated the purpose. Now you're not here to help your loved one make sure that they get everything that they need. So just be careful. You just can't let that caregiver's health and well-being decline for very long. You got to do something about that. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive, it just might be a financially driven situation. And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge fan of home care, and it's a great way to remain independent in your own home for years to come. But it can get expensive if that need rises to that 24-hour level of care. And it can be very expensive. $15,000 to $20,000 a month is what you're looking at. And at that point, it just financially may make more sense to move from your home to a senior care community to get 24-hour care, maybe at assisted living for $5,000 or $6,000. Maybe it just is a financially driven decision. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, why not consider changing your role from that caregiver, that hands-on caregiver, to the care manager? All right. So meaning choose a great place and let them provide the hands-on care, and then your role will change to the care manager or care advocate, meaning speak for your loved one. Make sure the staff knows everything there is to know about your loved one. They're an early riser. They're up half the night. They're a night owl. My mom's allergic to peanuts. She won't say anything. She just won't eat it. So she has a nut allergy. So steer clear of all that and she'll be happy. Whatever you need to do to represent your loved one, and just make sure that the staff, And trust me, the staff is doing the best that they know how to do, but maybe they don't know some of this stuff. You can fill in the gaps and then make sure that you can maximize your care at that particular care community. And then your role will then return more to that original role of the loving spouse, the loving son or loving daughter. In my case, it was the loving grandson. So hopefully that helps you out on the things that should trigger having that conversation and moving from your home to a senior care community. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.